Line, 11 o'clock, Lake Junction with Fiona Talkington.
The vocalist Shadet Turkos, who sings in the Kazakh and Turkish languages, joined by veterans of the Swiss new music scene, the accordionist Hans Hassler, cellist Alfred Zimmerlin and the percussionist Freddy Studer. And welcome again to Late Junction. I'm Fiona Talkington. I'm here with you tonight until 12:30. Geechee Wiley and L.V. Thomas recorded this next song in 1930 in Wisconsin. That's where they lived, and conveniently it was also home to Paramount Records. This is The Last Kind Words Blues.
If I die in the German war, I want to send my body, send it to my mother-in-law. Baggy steel, these are there my soul. I thought you'd leave me out, let the buzzer when you see me coming across the Richmond field, if I don't bring you flowers, I'll bring you both to you. I looked up at the sun, drive some train don't come, I'll be the walking done. My mama mama told me just before she died. Love, said daughter, don't you be so wild. Come, missus, it's a real ball. You know it, she's wild. I can't stand right here, be my face on the other side. What you do to me, baby, it never gets out of me. I mean, I see after I've lost the
thank you.
Two lots of duets there. First of all, from the 1930s, from Geechee Wiley and L.V. Thomas. And then Stockhausen's Klaben duet there, the boys' duet for two saxophones, and that comes from his opera Thursday from Light. And that was played by Michael Duke and Michael Lichnowsky. Martin Hundtveit, the drummer with Jager Jazzist, has recently written some music for the National Museum of Norway in connection with an exhibition which marks the 200th anniversary of the famous fairy tale collectors Asbjørnsen and Moe. And Martin sent me a couple of tracks played by himself and Daniel Schandenvarg. This one's called Princess. Martin Hundtveit's Princess. That's a piece he's written for a fairy tale exhibition at the National Museum of Norway, which you can read about on their website. Playing it was Martin himself and Daniel Schandenvarg. Chris Montague, Kit Downs and Joshua Blackmore make up the band Troika, whose recent CD Moxie is pretty wonderful in many ways. I played you a track called Rarebit a couple of weeks ago. This now is another one, a Kit Downs composition called Crawler.
Thank you.
Short prelude by Scriabin there, played by Yuja Wang, following on from Troika and Crawler, which comes from their recent album Moxie. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3.
For days and nights, ships of all kinds have plied to and fro across the channel under the fierce onslaught of the enemy's bombers, utterly regardless of the perils, to bring out as many as possible of the trapped BEF. There was every kind of ship that I saw coming in this morning, and every one of them was crammed full of tired, battle-stained and blood-stained British sailors. Soon after dawn this morning, I watched two warships steaming in, one listing heavily to port under the enormous load of men she carried on the decks. Transport officers counted the men as they came ashore. No question of units, no question of regiments, no question even of nationality, for there were French and Belgian soldiers who had fought side by side with the British in the Battle of Flanders. All of them were tired. Some were completely exhausted. I watched one man, with eyes heavy with sleep, limped along with painful feet because his boots hadn't been off for 5 days. And at his back, a ukulele dangled from his haversack. But he still had enough kick in him to ask the sergeant for a seat facing the engine when he got to the train. Another man told me about how he'd been on the beach at Dunkirk for 3 days with hundreds of his comrades waiting for a boat. Embarkation was often difficult because the fair had been bombed and the ships could not get close enough in. So they joined the ships in boats and paddled in the water some of the way. As each ship came in, the army doctors at the port would shout out to the captain on the bridge to ask for the number of wounded. In a few minutes, the ambulances and the stretchers would be alongside to bring them on and take them to the waiting hospital. Station, I watched the men climbing into the long waiting trains. It was astounding to walk along carriage after carriage full of soldiers and to find in each one silence. And so the men of the BEF came home.
Thank you. Que luru do que da.
Ayub Ogada comes from Kenya. In the mid-80s, he came to the UK earning a living by busking. And then a few years later, he came to the notice of Peter Gabriel and Real World and made his first album. That track, Koth Biro, The Rain Is Coming, appears in the Mexican film The Blue Room and also in The Constant Gardener. And we heard from Will Dutter just before, who studied piano at Trinity with Philip Folk and has worked since then with the likes of Plaid and Max de Wardner, who also appear on his album Paragon. And first of all, a band called Public Service Broadcasting and a track called Waltz for George, dedicated, as they say, to one George Wilgoose, 1914-1940. And you'll find details of all the music I'm playing here on the Late Junction playlists. You'll find those on the Radio 3 website. You can always drop us an email to late.junction@bbc.co.uk. The box set of Cannes Lost Tapes just released is proving to contain some really interesting gems. Not really lost, of course. They were tapes left in the Cannes studio after recording in 1972. I'm going to play the Dead Pigeon Suite from the score for the film Tote Taube in der Beethovenstrasse, Dead Pigeon in Beethoven Street. Fragments were left in the studio, though the words were barely recognisable on the boxes. Holger Tukai apparently insisted on keeping everything, saying, "This'll be your pension one day," while Jackie Liebezeit was much more up for "Erase, Erase."
Thank you.
Can and Dead Pigeon Suite, and it's worth buying Can's Lost Tapes box set just for that, I think. Erman Schmidt explains in the liner notes that they didn't have very much money to buy lots of new tapes, so they recorded over things months and years later, which is why they've ended up with lots of isolated fragments. Now, here's another of those tunes which Martin Hodvedt of Jager Jazzist fame wrote for the National Museum of Norway. He's playing here with Daniel Schandenberg in a piece named after the Ashboy, Aschaladen. Martin Hudvit's Aschaladen, the Ash Boy, played there by Martin and Daniel Schandenvarg, for a fairy tale exhibition at the National Museum of Norway. Sissel Endresen and Stian Vesterhus's new duo album comes from a concert they gave together in Bergen last year, a remarkable concert. The album is called Didymoi Dreams, and from that, a track called Barkis is Willing.
Bratchet that I'm old, it is. Fit my mouth, hold it, it mean I'm bold, it is. On my humble, I'll be bit and badilies. More on, I'll be beating on us. I'll be beat on our moles. Hold it, I'm old, old and old and I'm old, old and. I'll beat it, it's about holding me. Hold in a minute for sale, but oh. How about bull? How about fin baby with orders? Mouth on a fool. Hold in a minute. Hannah's moon. And a bit, it's if it bone ordered. Mouth at us. Mouth at a bitch. How about. On a hard road, Billy, that met it. Hug Buddha for Moloro, howled, been in those Hano. And a beat, but a beat, was a for Bora for Moloro, our Lord. And a beat, was a for Moloro, howled, meet not a. Not out of holiday being my not old fair old and a beat was a football. Beat is a and a beat is a and a beat is a
Two extraordinary musicians, Cecil Endresen and Stian Vesterhus. Barkus is Willing, that track from the album Didymoi Dreams. Donald Erb was born in Ohio in 1927, and he saw getting Coleman Hawkins playing Body and Soul on 78 as a defining moment in his life. During the Second World War, he was sent off to Pearl Harbor as a radar operator, an oral life filled with bleeps and high pitches. And after the war, he studied trumpet, he diced with serialism and jazz, and studied with Nadia Boulanger in Paris. And then he heard Varese, which was another defining moment. In 1971, he met the trombonist Stuart Dempster, and he wrote this piece called and then towards the end.
Ha 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 ha!
I've seen a sign that my prayers have been heard. That's Malika, who sings music from the Swahili traditions of East Africa. And she followed a piece for trombone and tape by Donald Erb called And Now Towards the End. And that was played by the trombonist Stuart Dempster. This is from a lovely album of tunes for viola da gamba, written by the 17th century composer Monsieur de Machy, well known for his treatises and musicological debates in his day. But the gamba player Paolo Pandolfo gets right to the heart of the music when he says, "De Machy's music transports us to a rich and complex musical universe in which the deep pleasure of echoes and silences alternates with the plasticity of a dance step, a music in which the bouncing of the foot on the dance floor resembles the bouncing of the bow on the string." Monsieur de Machy's truly delightful Chacon, played there by Paolo Pandolfo. I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with a soundscape by Philip Blackburn of the port city of Duluth on Lake Superior. Bridge alarms, steam train whistles, boats and foghorns, bells and the sounds of some local musicians too. It's called Duluth Harbour Serenade. So till tomorrow at the same time, 11 o'clock. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome again to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Filling the first 2 hours of this morning's programme is Beethoven's Fidelio, recorded at the Royal Opera House Covent Garden in April 2011. Beethoven wanted to follow the three other composers who'd recently set the libretto under its original title Leonora or Conjugal Love. But the Theater an der Wien insisted, to avoid confusion, his version was to be called Fidelio, the man's name under which Leonora disguises herself to work in the prison where her husband Florestan is unjustly held. Her boss's daughter, Marzellina, begins the opera by quarrelling with her suitor, Giacchino. He's jealous because she's fallen for Fidelio, who's working for her father, Rocco. The opera's famous quartet sets their conflicting feelings against Rocco's hopes for a match between Fidelio and his daughter. He warns them that a happy marriage needs money behind it. Fidelio asks to accompany his next visit to the cells in the hope of finding Florestan. A march heralds the arrival of the evil Don Pizarro. He's warned of an inspection by the minister and resolves to kill his unjustly held prisoner, although Rocco refuses to help. Leonora overhears and swears revenge. She persuades Rocco to let all the prisoners out temporarily into the daylight. Pizarro is furious when he discovers them, but Rocco claims he did it for the king's name day, and besides, their most valuable prisoner is still safely locked up. Elizabeth Watts is Marzellina, Stephen Abel is Giacchino, Kurt Rudel is Rocco, and Nina Stemmer is Leonora in Act One of Fidelio.
Thank you. Wer können vertraulich und plaudern?
Es wird ja nichts Wichtiges sein. Ich darf bei der Arbeit nicht so.
Ein Wörtchen, du trotzige Du.
So sprich nur, ich höre dir ja zu, ich höre dir ja zu, ich höre dir ja zu.
Wenn du mir dich freundlich erblickest, so bring ich dein Wörtchen hervor.
Wenn du dich mich für mich schickest, verstummt, wir haben das Ohr.
Eine Wahl, ich ein Wort erhöhne
mir so.
Confidio. Und alles in mir und um mich ist verändert.
Marceline! Ist Fidelio noch nicht zurück?
Nein, Vater!
Ich erwarte mit größter Ungeduld. Er soll die Depeschen abholen, die ich dem Gouverneur bringen muss.
Da ist er ja!
Ah, hast du die Briefe? Warte, warte.
Ich muss gestehen, ich bin ein wenig ermüdet.
Und was kostet das alles zusammen?
Hier ist die genaue Rechnung.
Du bist ein kluger Junge. Du kaufst ja alles wohlfeiler als ich. Ich weiß gar nicht, wie du deine Einkäufe machst.